Going back to Lisa Johnson now, live at the finish line up at Billy's here for the John Barry Sled Dog Marathon. Good morning, Lisa. How are you doing?
Well, good morning, Chris. I'm being thankful for things like hot coffee and hand warmers
yes.
this morning. Jason Campo just finished his first Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon, coming in second place just a few moments ago. And, man, his team was still ready to go. He pulled in across the finish line and stopped. And his dogs also were given a little bit of a snack, and he accepted congratulations, did a couple of extremely brief interviews. Then it was time to move his dogs, and they hunkered down. They were ready to go. They were pulling. It took actually some handlers to hold them back. They were ready to go again. Jason Rice, the race director, asked Jason Campo, the second place finisher, if he was going to come back and do another Bear Grease. He looked at Jason Campo looked just a little nonplussed. He said, well, we'll see how it goes. He says, we have Iditarod later this month, so we'll kind of see how it goes. I'm guessing that at this time of the morning, on a cold February morning, when one just has gotten off a sled after a grueling 400-mile marathon, the last thing that you want to contemplate is turning around and doing another one.
Right.
At any rate, it's a lot of groggy media folks out here trying to stay warm. But I tell you, this Bear Grease excitement, man, it is lighting it up out here, just like the little sparkly Christmas lights that line the chute as the mushers cross the finish line. We'll find out who seems to be in third place and when they might be crossing the finish line, and we'll have that information coming for you in just a little bit this morning. KUMD is your Bear Grease connection.